If you're out of alignment yourself with God, don't be surprised that the things you touch are wearing unevenly too.
Like the tires of a car all need to be pointing in the same direction, Dr. Tony Evans says believers need to line up with the Lord.
I want to align my decisions to His decisions. I want to align my thinking to His thinking. I want to align my direction to His direction.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Everybody lives their life according to some plan. The question is, whose plan will it be? Dr. Evans weighs in on that issue today as he talks about what he calls the kingdom agenda. Let's join him.
When you talk about a kingdom, you assume there is a king, a ruler, somebody who's in charge. If you have a ruler, then you must have rulees. Someone over whom the king rules. You also must have a realm, a sphere, territory that the king rules over, that the rulees live on. And then if you're going to have a kingdom, you must have rules. The Bible says that when you came to Christ, you were transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His Son. That you and I now live in a different realm. It's not the realm of the God of this age. It is the realm of the Son of the living God, where Jesus the Christ is the King of this kingdom, where His followers are the subjects of this kingdom, where the spiritual dimension is the realm in which we live, spiritual places, and where the governing constitutional guidelines by which we live are given to us by His Word. When you and I learn to live in light of this King and His kingdom, we are living out what I have called the kingdom agenda. I want to call your attention and read it to you, my favorite psalm. Some have heard me refer to this on numbers of occasions, but let me go through it one more time. And I want to walk you through again the kingdom agenda. Psalm 128 says this: "How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat the fruit of your hands, you will be happy. It will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus shall be for the man. He will be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children." God begins this psalm by pronouncing a blessing. Blessed. The word blessed in the Bible means authentic happiness. For real happiness. First thing God says is, when you align yourself with me, I will oversee the capacity you have to enjoy your fortune, the fruits of your hand. But then He says, number two blessing is, you will be, oh, watch this, you will be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Guess what God says? Fear me and I'll make you happy. That's your feelings. I will look after your fortune, but I will also govern your feelings so that now you will be authentically happy. I will build natural resources inside of you so that even on a bad day, you'll be okay. The third thing He says, blessing, I'll take care of your feelings, I'll take care of your fortune. And then He says, and it will go well with you. I'll take care of your future. It will go well with you. That's your tomorrow. Your fortunes, your feeling, and your future. He says He will do that to everyone who fears me. So the question, first of all, individually that you have to ask is, in God's kingdom, do I fear the King? That is, do I hold him in the highest regard because of the office he holds? Secondly, he moves from the individual to the family, because in the kingdom, you move from the individual to the family. If you have a messed up home, it's because messed up people are living there. Okay? It's not because the bricks are messed up. The plaster is messed up. It's the folk that are messed up. He goes on in verse 3 and he says, when you fear God, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like olive plants around your table. In God's kingdom, the management of the family occurred around the table. A Jewish father, for this psalmist said in the Jewish context, would normally use dinner time to run the family. Mother would prepare dinner, the kids would sit around the table, and the Jewish father understood that the table was not just for eating. It was for managing the home. So he used the table to talk about schoolwork. He used the table to talk about discipline issues. He used the table to have family devotions. A man who's a kingdom man can run his whole family an hour to an hour and a half a day if he just shows up at the table. They say, oh, it's so much stuff. Oh, you got to eat. But you got to turn off the television, you got to sit around the table, and you got to be able to say, as for me and my house. You say that at the table. He says, your children shall be olive plants around your table. Notice he didn't say olive trees. It takes 15 years for an olive plant to become an olive tree. But if you raise it right, an olive tree will hang around for 2,000 years. I've been over to Israel 6 times. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, they have a 2,000-year-old olive tree still producing olives. You know why it's still producing olives after 2,000 years? Because the roots run deep. We have a generation of children with no roots. And we want to know why there's no fruit. You can't have fruit if there is no root. He says, around the table, the future is managed. It's all around the table. So I want to challenge you men, as many times as you can be home in a given week, whether it's 2 days or 4 days, and I know there are age variations here. You can do things with them at 10 that you can't do with them at 2, but they ought to feel and see and experience what it is to have dad at the table. And it ought to mean something when mother says, wait till dad gets home. That ought to mean something. That ought to mean something for good or for bad. Because they know that when dad comes to the table, dad's going to make things right. Dad's going to affirm and encourage. Dad's going to correct. Nothing means more to me today of all the things that were said than to see my 4 children up here. That everything else, buildings, that's nice. Programs, that's nice. But that pales in insignificance to knowing my 4 kids still want to be a part of this ministry. That is my reward. I'm often asked by people, well, what did you do with your kids? Made a lot of mistakes. If I could have done it over again, I would do some things differently. But the one thing I tried to do was be at the table. 3 to 4 times a week, I tried to be at the table for family devotions, for laughing, for talking, for joking, for correcting, at the table. He moves from the individual fearing God to the family. And then he goes, thirdly, to the church. He says, the Lord bless you from Zion. Zion is one of those glorious words in the Bible. There's a mountain called Zion, Mount Zion. It's called the Holy Mountain. There's a city called Zion. That's Jerusalem, the holy city. But then there was a building called Zion. It was called the temple. That's what he's referring to, the temple. A father on the Sabbath would wake up his children and his wife on Saturday, because in the Old Testament, the Sabbath was the day of worship. And he would say, we're going to the temple. By the way, men, it was unheard of in biblical times for a woman to shake her husband and ask, are you going to temple today? That was like unheard of. The father was the first one up, and he was making sure things were rolling. Why? Because as for me and my house, I set the agenda. I'm the lead runner here. You can't be leader by title and not by function. And so a father would lead his family to temple on Sabbath to worship Yahweh. Now, why? Why? I mean, we could stay home and worship, but why do we go to temple? Because I want my family to know we are part of something bigger. See, Zion was the name given to God's kingdom people. In other words, he wanted his kids to know, I'm not the only one raising y'all like I'm raising you. There are a whole bunch of other people who think like I think. There are a whole bunch of other folks who do what we do. Yeah, I know when you go to school, they may call you the weirdo. They may call you weird, but I'm going to bring you to Zion so it can be reinforced that this is a whole way of living and a whole bunch of people buy into it. Let's go to Zion because you are part of something bigger. The church Zion, and by the way, Hebrews 12 says the church is Zion. Zion, the church, is like an embassy. It's an embassy is a little bit of America a long way from home. That's an American embassy. An American embassy is where the rules of America apply, where the laws of America work. It is run by Americans. It's on foreign soil, but it's sovereign territory on foreign soil. What the church is supposed to be is a little bit of heaven a long way from home. It's where the rules of the king and his kingdom are applied. You're not supposed to come to church and hear what you hear out there. You're supposed to come to church to hear what the king has to say. We're not supposed to be repeating what the world thinks, unless what the world thinks is what the king thinks, because the king has his own kingdom. It's where a whole new value system.
When Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll talk about how that value system affects not just individuals, but families and beyond. First, though, don't miss your chance to take advantage of our current special offer. It starts with the teaching series we're wrapping up today, From the Heart of Tony Evans. This 8-message compilation contains important insights on breaking spiritual bondage, reclaiming the parts of your life sin has cost you, and charting a course to a fruitful, blessing-filled future. It comes to you bundled with our 365-day flip calendar, full of beautiful images, scripture verses, and comments from Tony about God's love and promises to us. If you contact us today, we'll send you both resources as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. So don't miss out. Visit TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements or call us at 1-800-800-3222. I'll have our contact information for you again later on, after Dr. Evans brings us more of today's lesson.
He moves from the individual to the family, to the family, to the church. And then he closes with the community. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Our communities are in disarray today. But we got folks who want to fix the community without fixing the process of how we got here. We got here by having a value system that does not know the kingdom of God. Nobody dies of AIDS. You die of AIDS-related complications. In other words, AIDS just sets you up for something else to do you in. You die of kidney failure or pneumonia. In other words, AIDS just breaks down the immune system so you can't fight back. So the bacteria and viruses can now rule you. You can't rule them because the immune system is down. Well, the problem in our communities today is social AIDS. It's a breakdown in the immune system, so that cultural colds now wind up becoming societal pneumonia. Because the immune system is down. It is the job of God's people, God's church, to be the immune system for the culture. That's why we're here. We're not just here to get a sermon for me, to get a song for me, to be inspired, me. Yes, that's there. Look, football teams have huddles. Huddles are closed quarters. That's not for public knowledge. There are 70,000 people gathered. Knowing there is a gathering, but not knowing what is discussed. They know that there's a circle, and they know something is being talked about, but they don't know what's going on. But what they do want to know is whether what you discussed in private works in public. They want to know, what are you going to do about 11 other men on the other side of the ball daring you to go public with your private conversation? That's what they want to know. What they want to know is, are they going to overcome you? Are you going to overcome them? Are the gangs going to overcome you, or are you going to overcome them? Are the crazy folks going to overcome you, or are you going to overcome them? Today we have gathered in a huddle. This is a private conversation. At the benediction, it's time to go public. Everybody else is coming out the closet. We might as well come out too. You should be known for your faith, and you should be known for its application in your decisions, your choices. And while you must do it appropriately, you must do it, because our society is dying of AIDS and its complications. A girl who came to our pregnancy center discovered she was pregnant. She was going to terminate the pregnancy. Some of our lady volunteers loved her and wrapped themselves around her. And she decided to save the baby, knowing that there were going to be people from our congregation who were going to wrap their arms around her and love her through this process. What she got to see was the kingdom agenda at work. And we get story after story, whether it's a hurricane victim, because when people understand the kingdom and how it works, they say, wow, let me be part of something bigger. Something bigger. That's why we're in 70 public schools. That's why we're serving school districts. That's why we're working with parents. That's why we do what we do. We do what we do because this is a huddle. Out there is the game. Okay, you follow the flow? The individual to the family to the church to the community, thus the kingdom agenda. Now, many of you have heard my testimony, and I'll just give you the brief version for those who didn't. My father became a Christian when I was 10 years old, and he came home and he organized the table. When he met Christ, he said, things are going to be different here now. And he arranged the table. So me and my three siblings from 10 years old got to sit at the table in the inner city when sometimes my father didn't have money to feed us because he was a longshoreman, and sometimes they would go work and he would have to go out and fish. Many of you know I don't eat fish. I don't eat fish of any kind because one of the ways my father had to feed me growing up was to go catch herring. Now, for those of you who don't eat herring, herring has a billion bones, small needle-like bones. And we had herring for lunch, herring for breakfast, herring for brunch, herring for dinner, and I learned to despise herring. But on those days when he was laid off for months at a time, that was the only way he could feed his family, herring and bread. And so we had to sit down there and we had to choke it down because that's the best that dad can do. But even though that was the best he could do, he was at the table. And so I got the privilege, even though he was a high school dropout, to go to high school, then to go to college, then to go to seminary, then to get a master's, then to get a doctorate degree, then to start a church. And then he says, and you shall see your children's children. Says, yeah, we went to see Anthony's concert. Oh, yeah, we went to hear Priscilla speak. Yeah, we watched Jonathan. Boy, we love the way Crystal led the choir. Then you see your children's children. And then he says, and peace be upon Israel. You know what peace means? Peace means an ordered life. No more drama. That's what peace means. No more drama. That's the kingdom agenda. The individual to the family to the church to the community. That's God's way of doing this thing.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how God's plan for peace really works and how we can play our part in it. He'll be back with a final thought about that in just a moment, so be sure to stay with us. In the meantime, if you'd like to request a copy of today's study to review or pass along, it's available on CD as part of our current series, From the Heart of Tony Evans. Don't forget, today only, it's yours as our gift when you support the Ministry of the Alternative with a contribution of any size. And as a special bonus, we'll include the 365-day flip calendar I told you about earlier. Visit us today at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. And while you're there, you can browse through our huge collection of resources and maybe even win a free trip for you and a guest to the Holy Land with Tony this November. You can enter our Israel sweepstakes when you pre-order Tony's upcoming book, Your Comeback. It's a look at why your best, most spiritually energized days are ahead, no matter what's in your past. The sweepstakes ends May 5th, no purchase is necessary, and complete rules are online at tonyevans.org, along with details on pre-ordering your book. That's tonyevans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is always standing by to help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. You know, a lot of people think of curses as raw material for stories about pirates or gypsies. But Dr. Evans says a lot of what we call problems really are curses, spiritual issues that show up in a physical way. Tomorrow, he'll begin a series that explores how they start, how they work, and how they can be broken. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up our program with this final thought.
In television and movies, you have previews of coming attractions, the hot clips of the upcoming show, fight scene, love scene, or chase scene. Because they want you to tune in, so they show you all the hot clips. One day, there's a big show coming to town. God is the producer. The Holy Spirit is the director, and Jesus is the superstar. And it will be a worldwide production. It's called the Kingdom of God. In the meantime, guess what God has left here? Previews of coming attractions. We're supposed to be the hot clips of the upcoming show. People supposed to see you at work and see a clip. Your neighbors are supposed to see your family and see a clip. People are supposed to see you maneuver and see a clip of the upcoming show. And when they see a clip of the upcoming show, they're supposed to be so enthralled that they say, where can I buy a ticket? And that's when you can say, you don't have to buy a ticket. The price has already been paid.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.